told God I'll be back in a second, man.
It's so hard not to act reckless. The whole message is
the message. It's Coach Stewart, man. I'm back on this college thing.
This portal.
Back on the portal. I'm about to say some pretty nice words. And I'm gonna say some not so nice words, depending on who hear it and their perception. So if you follow me, you know I always say, as far as getting these scholarships, it's easy to get the scholarships. It's hard to keep them. I've been telling everybody that for the last 6-7 years. And I get people want me to talk. Again, let y'all know I'm doing it myself because I'm honored that people want me to talk for them. So I'm going to talk for them and for me too. But y'all got to figure this thing out. It's becoming so confusing and people don't know what to do. And coaches coming off arrogant and some coming off undecisive. And, you know, what we doing with this? You got 11 people hit the portal. Why is 1,100 hitting the portal? No one can answer it. And somebody said, one of the coaches said, I heard they said, well, yeah, this is what y'all, not me for say, but the people wanted. Hey, we want to be able to transfer and control our own destiny. Yeah, but the destiny is not fair. People hitting the portal and got nothing in preparation. What they say, you can't talk to no coach until you hit the portal. What? If you're working at a 9-to-5 and you want to get a new one, you're not going to quit the job and say, I'm about to go on my job search. That doesn't make sense. And when you go to interview, it is nothing like saying, hey, I work at such and such right now. So you are employed? Yes, I am. So, you know, I've not been sitting around and I got bills to pay, so I need to get to work. I need to find me a job now. And then some say, well, when you hit the portal, you hit the portal, but you got film. Some people don't have film. Well, you shouldn't hit the portal. Well, then you put that in there as a requirement. You can't hit the portal unless you play. If you're going to say something as silly as that. See, people hitting the portal out of confusion. People hitting the portal out of not knowing who they've been given to. And if a child has been living with somebody and then all of a sudden that person passes away or whatever the case is, and they have to be up for adoption. When they go to the new home, it's not going to be, you know, home sweet home for neither party. One's trying to make it work and one wants to make it work, but they, you know, you got an Airbnb, you rent it out, but you're not living there as well because you guys, 90% of the time, you're not going to work, but you don't know what I like. I don't know what you like. You wash dishes in the night, I wash them in the morning. Wash my clothes at night, you do them. So it's off. But you get to know a person. You know what they're like. You know what they want. You get to know a person. And so you can't get to know no coach over the phone to the point where you can go live with them for 4 to 5 years in a whole new environment, whole new requirement, and a whole new expectations like no other. You can't do that off of a few phone calls. You can't do that off a visit. Okay, by NCAA. A visit by your own, depending on your financial situations. If you want to go to Oregon and you live in Maine, how often can you really get out there? But you're the number one quarterback and you want to play out there. You may get three, so let's just say out of 4 years, you may get five visits. But to get that love and get the knowledge and get to know somebody, you only get one visit. Where do they do that at? For adoption, you have to go through certain procedures and, you know, day overs and night overs and all that stuff. And yeah, you can say what you want, but I consider them on the same plane because you are going to a whole new atmosphere. You got 9 times out of 10, you're going to have a roommate that you know nothing about, and you can figure that out. The requirements of school, pressures of becoming a man or a woman to learn how to be successful, and then you got to dominate your person. So you got to learn, absorb, adapt, and be one of the fiercest competitor ever. And you don't see a familiar face from home till who knows when. And the coaches you're with are still an unfamiliar face because you don't see them as much as you think when you get on campus, the person that recruited you. So now, coach wasn't as nice as he was when he was recruiting me. Things have changed, or the coach didn't know if he was this good, or he gets hurt, and their attitude changed. Some coaches don't know how to handle that. A lot of them do. Don't get me wrong. A lot of coaches do, but some of them guys slip through the crack because they try to make their way into this system. And let me put this little caption. Let me tell you something, guys. These coaches, the recruiters, they under a lot of pressure as well. That's why they get paid the big bucks. And so I guess on the flip side, they're seeing that's why some of them are getting paid the big bucks. And some of them are getting paid the big bucks. But another friend is telling him in his ear, come on over here. After this year, we're going to take care of you. And if, mostly if a team is playing, an SEC team is playing a Division I AA, they got a good linebacker or a good corner, they're going to remember that. They're going to say, hey, why don't you come up here in the SEC? I'm going to get rid of this dude. Anybody think that's going to happen? Click that button if you agree. Tell them if you don't. I believe that's going to happen. Got to stay hydrated. That's real. And so, I say it again. You cannot be successful to where you got 10 to 15% of the kids hitting the portal. You can't do that unless you build that core relationship. How do you do that? You got to be able to say, again, I keep saying, ninth graders, if they got a Power Five interested, let them get a one visit paid. Sophomore, you got a couple Power Five visit interested? Two visits. Juniors? Three paid official visits. Well, if he has 25 offers, can he take? If he can handle it, if he can still go, be productive, and keep his schoolwork up? Yeah. As many places he can get to. And you'll be surprised what parents should do. Don't try to play judge and jury. You're not the parents. If they can make it, let them get it done. And see, there's an evolution going on. Like they say, it's a shift going on in the financial world, and economic and educational world. There's a fierce jump in this athletic world. And so I understand, coaches, you want to be in full control of these athletes, you're going to lose them. I would advise you to be more in tune with what their future is or their desires and expectations are. You're going to lose them if not. I've seen it done. Coach Queen, shout out. Get in tune, get involved, get them guys going. He gets so excited. He gets so excited because he wants the best for his boys in that program. And I've been around the world now, you need to have that energy. You need to have that energy per athlete to be successful. And they'll be successful. Now, back to what I would try to, hopefully it would implement. I want them to implement this back to, just a suggestion. But it's not no empty test. This is real. That senior year, you get 4 visits. Some people just caught on. Now, and they said, we get 5. No, I'm not talking about that. So let's say what you said. Yeah, you get 5 schools, but each school, you get 4 paid official visits that year. And so I definitely been out here. If we got to do that, that's going to take out of funding. But what do you expect a parent to do to get that? They got to pay, right? Unless you, if you don't pay, they pay. And you can tell them, well, you shouldn't come. Well, then there's a relationship there. You're missing the boat, but I promise you. You got 1 visit as a freshman, 2 as a sophomore, 3 as a junior, and 4 as a senior. Well, there's a relationship, man. You're going to talk. Every year you're going to see each other. And that's not even considered the home visits and the Zooms and the phone calls. And I believe kids still, if you was in high school during the pandemic, you should get extended. You still should be getting extension. And I'm going to push that. I got the writing letters, all that. For this suggestion to implement, as well as if you were in high school, that 9-10 left, you should still be considered to receiving all they got coming to them. Don't cut it. But it's hard to push some of this stuff. Because parents, you get so caught up. You get so caught up in this realm of giving my child to you and putting out your chest and say, my son plays for such and such. It's bigger than that. Because you care about you. You're not even thinking about the athletes coming. What's best for how we gonna make this better? This is something new. So let's make it better. And my situation not being mobile allows me to do this. And that's real talk. So we're gonna have to figure this out together. because it's too much. I'm getting feedback, a lack of feedback from different coaches, and I'm not feeling it. And I'm still willing to take the bumps, the bruises, the shots, the whatever, for the younger bucks. Now, I got a guy coming out top five. He's going first round. I got a guy coming in top. On SEC, another corner. And see, I'm giving these kids just little nuggets so they can remember. We got to change the game. Even you guys in the pros, some of y'all listening, or whatever the case may be, don't just keep giving your money to the Kids Foundation, because the foundation is weak if the parents are not on board and have a strong foundation. If you're taking the kids to the space station, you're helping pay to go on visits to, you know, see an iconic figure or you know, stadium or whatever the case may be. But there's no food at home. When you drop them off, you pull up the bus, you open the door, see you there. See you later, Woody. There's nothing in the house, so they immediately go run into survival mode. Because I got so many people wanting to just not deal with situations and throw money and turn away. Nah, that's not getting it done. When you was little, you seen people doing that. It's not getting it done. You get them parents, the parents, or an adult. You ain't even got to be a parent. If a parent needs help, you got a mom that wants to be a computer programmer, and then maybe you may not know nobody. Or I take that back, maybe you may not know anything about computer programming. But you know somebody that does. So hook them up. This is me. It's not, that's dead. We're doing the exact same thing, guys. We're doing the exact same thing. Over and over and over again. That repetition is hell. That's what it's about. It's the same repetition. Steve Jobs said, you ain't got to reinvent the wheel, just make it better. So what are we going to do to make it better? The biggest thing I look on YouTube, I see Deion Sanders all the time, and he's building his brand, but we need other stuff, brands to be built. He's great, that's my man. But he's a distraction from what the real deal is. I'm jumping in the portal. Too many people in the portal. Somebody failing. Don't you blame it on the kids. Some dude, cats I talk to, man, don't do this, don't. Man, tell them not to do this or do that. Why is there so much pressure? That ultimately, the system is winning financially. There's nothing systematically there prepared for us to win. Coaches win, period. I mean, it's amazing. Everybody will get a job. Even head coaches from other schools, they're taking up wherever the money at. I know you're scared of this shit. I will be too. Do it for the wrong reason. That man upstairs is going to expose it. Not worried. But he's using me. And so I these guys don't even know. I hear the chatter. Even if I'm talking to that person, I hear the chatter. Back of their mind, I can see the waves. You've been dialoguing about other people and going against what I say. You collecting it. And you're trying to dissect it. And I'm still here for those people, to help those people. So imagine if everybody was like that. Half of y'all are going to say, man, why are you saying this? You miss them. It's all about us, parents. Oh, this is so hard. Hell, even the actors and actresses, they cheating. Skipping the test or whatever to get in. Some people don't even know the bill they got going on. Just keep a certain group of people out. I'm not going to go that route right now, but some of y'all don't even know that bill about this. They're trying to get it passed. You just had to touch with reality. Think you know this, know that. I don't claim to know everything. I've been experienced through what I talk about. 10 to 15% of all football players have hit the portal. I've heard a team look at people and have to turn them away. They want them, but then they see other people get in there. And their job is to do what's best for them. This business, parents, this business, this game is not set up for y'all to win. Put it out there. Put that out there. Coaches, make sure you put that out there. Let them know. I remember 10 years ago, kind of, sort of, when they were recruited, it wasn't about the NFL. It was about your education. Slightly about 3 years. Now they, in the NFL, you know, these people stop playing so much because of the, you know, the knocking of the brain. Concussion. Now the recruiters and coaches start talking about, hey, you can go to the league. This is who we put in the league. What? You guys just say this. It's extremely hard to get to the league. Yeah. And so now the whole game has changed. It's rigged. It's a big rig. So we need to figure it out. How you gonna come together to figure it out? That's all I'm saying. That's all. People were saying, how can you mold your athlete to be a D1 player? No, you really have no way of answering that question, because systematically, there's so many parts that you can't control no more. It used to be a like 3-man, 4-man part group system that you could put together to equal your athlete, equal your child into a Division I athlete. Now, there's nothing to do with the time, speed, the strength, quickness, endurance, mental. Those are like at the bottom. And that's scary. But what a group of minds that's been together, that's experienced this, could come together and present something that can cut out the portal. Let's find a way to cut that in half next year. I'll leave you with this. What scares me is that if it's 1,500 people in the portal, I truly believe there'll be 700 athletes at home in January. And that's scary because of where we're at right now, where we are at right now, that's a dangerous slope. So I think that was good. I'll be having a subscription for you guys, and it's going to allow you to have all the information and what steps to take to succeed at getting your child at the highest level, debt-free, and how to stay there. This subscription also will have the do's and don'ts and what to do if you have to hit the portal. I'm going to tell you why you try not to, but if you have to, this is what you need to put together so you can be successful. My goal has always been to not let a parent have to tell the child that, I don't know why no one's recruiting you or no one wants you or why you can't do this or do that. That hurts. That hurts like hell. And most coaches, college coaches, they feel terrible about it as well. But I do believe between the coaches, the parents, the schools, and NCAA can come together to at least cut this portal down in half. And lastly, your parents that, you know, you get a little pub or the child's doing this, the child's doing that. And again, your situation, your issues, whether good or bad, is just now about to begin. Whether he just made it into the Power Five or any school, or he's the man, he's getting this money, don't matter. You always ride that bumpy ride. That's the thing about the NCAA, especially football, Power Five trip, excursion, whatever you want to call it. It's always bumpy. You might get cut. Somebody might be better than you. You might get hurt, whatever the case may be. So the arrogance, you can check that at the door. You can check the arrogance at the door. Because this is the real deal. I'm not even going to play with you. I see parents that think, you know, I'm going to the lead. I'm going to do this. And I don't know where they're getting that from. I'm out, and you guys, just stay with me. Hit me up if you need me. You guys know how to hit me up. I told you, and we're gonna win it. We're gonna win it. Boom, go. It's out. Test it. Till it get the message.